White-tailed deer population looks strong ahead of archery-only season. Texas border business, Austin, good news for hunters. Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, TPWD, biologists anticipate an exceptional white-tailed deer season this fall. The 2024-25 archery-only season kicks off September 28 and hunters should expect to have good harvest numbers and opportunities for quality bucks. Given that over half the state experienced excellent habitat conditions this spring, it will be another great season to pull the bow out and spend time hunting, said Blaise Corzequa, TPWD Whitetailed Deer Program Leader. Whether you're looking to fill the freezer with venison or harvest the trophy of a lifetime, it will be time well spent in the field this year. Much of the state received drought-quenching rain in the spring, which allowed for excellent habitat growth during the initial part of the growing season. Even those regions that missed out on spring rainfall will still have a good number of mature bucks this season. Spring forb, weeds and flowering plants, production, which is a critical component of a deer's diet coming out of winter, was abundant and offered essential nutrients to boost antler development in bucks and aids does in meeting lactation demands for nursing fawns. Additionally, the improved habitat conditions over the summer helped keep fawns healthy enough to survive their first few months, also known as fawn recruitment. While the archery-only and managed lands deer program seasons begin September 28, the general season opens more than a month later on November 2. The general season runs through January 5, 2025, in the North Zone and January 19, 2025, in the South Zone. A youth-only gun deer season is set in both zones for October 25-27 and January 6-19. For additional late-season deer hunting opportunities, county-specific regulations and information on how to properly tag and report a harvest, consult the 2024-25 Outdoor Annual. Landowners and hunters play a critical role in managing chronic wasting disease, CWD. Before heading to the field, hunters are reminded that several new CWD zones are in place for the 2024-25 season, and some have transitioned to voluntary sampling. New carcass disposal requirements are also in place this license year, so Texas hunters harvesting white-tailed deer and mule deer must comply with carcass disposal requirements when transporting the carcass away from the property of harvest. The most effective way to help slow the spread of CWD is by reporting sick deer, properly disposing of unused carcass parts and voluntarily testing harvests. More information about carcass disposal requirements, zone boundaries and requirements, and check station dates and hours of operations can be found on TPWD's CWD website. Archery hunters are required to purchase an archery endorsement in addition to their hunting license. Hunters taking advantage of Texas public hunting lands must have the annual public hunting permit. Public land hunters should also consult the Public Hunting Lands Map booklet to review regulations that may apply to specific areas. The Texas Hunt and Fish app, formerly My Texas Hunt Harvest, can be used to complete on-site registration electronically at a public hunting area. Those interested in learning more about archery and bow hunting, or anyone who is looking to brush up on their skills ahead of the season, are encouraged to explore Bowhunter by fall, a newsletter series presented by TPWD's Community Archery Program.